Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and several Arab nations have ended diplomatic relations with their Gulf neighbor, Qatar. The move follows criticism over Qatar's support of what many Arab nations consider terrorist organizations. Adding to the conflict is Qatar's close ties to Iran, Saudi Arabia's rival. Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, the Maldives, and a government group in Libya also ended diplomatic relations with Qatar on Monday. The state-owned Saudi press agency said Qatar supports terrorist and sectarian groups aimed at disturbing stability in the region, including the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda. Qatar's foreign ministry said the kingdom is facing a campaign based on fabrications or false stories. The goal, the ministry said, is to cause damage to Qatar. The conflict between Qatar and other Arab nations grew in recent weeks when Qatar officials said its state-run news agency and Twitter account had been hacked. Officials said the result was the publishing of a fake or untrue news story. The story said Qatar's emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, had called Iran a regional and Islamic power that cannot be ignored. State-supported media in Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries continued to report the story despite protests from Qatar that it was false. Qatar has only about 2.3 million people, but is the world's largest producer of liquefied natural gas. It shares a big underwater field with Iran. Qatar is home to the Al Jazeera International News Network. Its reporting of protests in Cairo was credited with helping the Muslim Brotherhood win power in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood government was then removed by Egyptian military. Like other Gulf nations, Qatar is an American ally. The United States has an airbase in Qatar used for air attacks against Islamic State militants. The pulling of diplomatic relations follows a visit to Saudi Arabia last month by American President Donald Trump. Trump told Gulf leaders that he strongly supports Saudi Arabia's efforts against both Iran and against Islamic militant groups. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on Qatar and the other Gulf states to end the dispute. He made the comments in Australia, where he is attending an international meeting. He offered U.S. help in finding a solution. Also on Monday, Turkish officials said President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is working to end the diplomatic crisis. The Associated Press reported that the Turkish president had spoken by telephone with Gulf leaders. Two other Gulf nations, Kuwait and Oman, still have diplomatic relations with Qatar. Officials from the two countries are meeting separately with officials of Saudi Arabia and Qatar late on Monday. The effect of the break in diplomatic relations was felt almost immediately in Qatar. Qatar Airways was banned from Saudi airspace, and the United Arab Emirates stopped air service to Qatar by its three airline carriers. Qatar imports almost all of its food. 40% of the food comes from Saudi Arabia. There were long lines to buy food at markets in Qatar on Monday, the Associated Press reported.